This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Got another shocking example for you here about how the media lies to you about everything. Did you hear about dogs dying in Texas and other states from swimming in lakes and ponds? Did you hear about this? Yeah, these dogs, you know, people are taking their dogs out for a walk and they're letting them play in the lake for a couple of minutes just to cool off because the weather's hot. And then the dog gets out of the water and dies. Just goes into a seizure, kind of gets paralyzed, and then their lungs stop working and they die. So what's happening is the dogs are drinking a toxic algal strain, you know, an algae that's in the lake or the pond. And this toxic algae contains various neurotoxic chemicals, by the way. And when a dog consumes that, it kills the dog. And so the media talking about this says it's all the fault of climate change. Yes, they say climate change is making it hot and the heat is causing the algae to bloom, and it's a toxic algae bloom. This is the way they report it. And it's killing the dogs. Well, I have news for you. it's just amazing. So I have dogs and I have a pond, and they play in the pond all the time. They're not dead. You wonder why? Because it's not caused by climate change. No, the lakes and ponds that are killing dogs have algal blooms that are caused by agricultural pesticide runoff and biosludge runoff. So it's the toxins in the agricultural chemicals and the excess phosphorus in the ag fertilizers, as well as the thousands of strains of bacteria and viruses that are found in biosludge, which is all the feces of your local city that's dumped on farms. And when it rains, that just gets swept right into the streams and then the rivers and then the lakes. Because how do you think the lakes are fed? They're fed by streams or rivers. And so you've got all this toxic stew going into those lakes, plus the excess phosphorus from agricultural runoff. And that's what causes these algal strains to bloom. And that's what's killing the dogs. But of course, the average journalist out there is scientifically illiterate. They have no idea how anything works. All they can do is run around, it's climate change. They're just, everything they think is climate change. There's a shooting in Philadelphia, that's climate change. There's migrants in Eastern Europe, it's climate change. There's an increase in divorces, it's climate change. Everything. They say everything is climate change. Oh my God, more people are addicted to substances. Climate change. I mean, they say everything is caused by climate change, even though their notion of climate change is a complete hoax. Doesn't exist. I mean, not in the way they describe it. Sure, the climate's changing all the time, and it has been since the beginning of the earth. You want to talk about climate change, you know, go back a few million or a couple of billion years into Earth's history, and that's some crazy climate right there. Did you know that carbon dioxide was, I don't know, hundreds of times higher than what it is today in Earth's history? Did you know that when the dinosaurs lived, it was warmer and wetter with less frozen ice and more wet water? The ocean levels were higher. The rainforests were more lush. There was more CO2 and more green life all over the planet. Did you know that left-wing climate cultists hate life? This is why they also support infanticide and murdering newborn children. They hate life. They want Earth to be a frozen ice ball. They want all the liquid water to be in frozen form, which of course can't support life. They want the ocean levels to drop. They want the rainforests to die off and be converted into deserts, because that's what happens if you have a colder, more frozen planet. They want carbon dioxide to be eliminated, which would collapse the global food supply, because all the food crops would just die. You can't grow food without carbon dioxide, people. But there's not a single left-wing journalist that understands that. Not a single one. You could take the top science writer in the New York Times and the science writers in the Washington Post and the science analysts at CNN. There isn't a single one of those people that understands how carbon dioxide is crucial for photosynthesis and how photosynthesis is the basis of all life on our planet. And if you get rid of carbon dioxide, you destroy all life on our planet. Every one of those science, quote, journalists is a moron. They are the dumbest, most suicidal idiots imaginable living on this planet. And look, I'm a libertarian on that. If you want to be a moron and think that carbon dioxide's bad, you know, if you want to be a suicide cult, go ahead and fling yourself off a building or lock yourself in a room with 0% oxygen. You know, if you want to commit suicide, go ahead and do it yourself, but don't drag the rest of humanity with you into some kind of radical left-wing climate change suicide cult where everybody dies, where everybody starves to death. And that's what the climate change lunatics are doing. Bill Gates is funding a new program called SCOPEX, Stratospheric Perturbation Experiment, where they're going to release powdered calcium carbonate into the atmosphere, which is, by the way, contaminated with lead, and they're going to block out the sun. And this is being run by Harvard, and Bill Gates is funding it. They're going to block out the sun. And this is their genius plan to block photosynthesis, to collapse the food supply, and to basically kill off everybody, because Bill Gates is a big depopulation advocate. He wants to see humanity dead. That's not an exaggeration. Bill Gates wants to see humanity dead. He's got a formula for it. He talked about it openly at a TED conference. He gave us the formula. He's like, well, one of these factors in this formula is going to have to go to zero. It's a population formula. Bill Gates wants to mass murder humanity. And how do you do that? Well, you block the sun. Block out the sunlight. These people are genocidal maniacs, far worse than anything Adolf Hitler ever dreamed of, or Joseph Stalin, or Chairman Mao, or Pol Pot, or any of these other mass killers who, by the way, have killed about 250 million people in the last 150 years or so. That's the truth about communism for the most part and democide. But now they want to kill billions of people. And they're going to try to scare you into it by saying it's climate change. And they run these scare stories. Oh, my God, your dogs are going to die if we don't solve climate change. Your dogs are going to die. We're all going to die if we listen to you idiots. We're all going to die if you block out the sun. Don't you get it? Did you have no idea that sunlight is necessary for plants to grow? They apparently have no clue. These leftists, by the way, they're all Satanists. And that's why they hate the sun, because the sun really represents God and light and warmth and life. Those are all things that the left hates. They like darkness, deception, death, suffering, coldness. That's why they want Earth to be a frozen, cold, dead planet. That's actually the death cult that these leftists are. And you might say, well, wait a minute, I thought all the Satanists, they want to live in hell where it's burning fire. Yeah, that's why they want frozen ice balls. They're tired of burning in hell for eternity with all the fire and flames. They want everything to be frozen and dead and dark, and they want people to suffer. That's their demonic true self right there. The sun is the source of life, at least biological life, you know, and God is the source of spiritual life. So together, you have God and you have the sun and you have life and warmth and love. All these things are made possible. And of course, God created the cosmos. God created everything that exists, including every star, every sun, every piece of matter, everything. The Big Bang. Who started the Big Bang? It was God. It was a divine ignition of all that is. The entire cosmos was created by God. And that's why the radical left hates the sun. They hate light. They hate life. They hate warmth. They hate liquid water. They hate photosynthesis. They hate plants. They hate food. I mean, they want to kill every living thing on this planet, and they are determined to do it through any means necessary, including polluting the skies and blocking out the sun. That's who leftists really are. They are demonic death merchants. And it infuriates them to see a baby born alive. They just want to grab a scalpel and stab that baby over and over again and make it bleed out. And that makes leftists happy. To see a baby born alive is the most offensive thing to them. They get triggered by babies. They hate little children, and they want to slice off their genitals and turn them into transgenders. This is what the left has become. No exaggeration. That's exactly what they demand. It's incredible. But hey, stay informed, because it's only going to get crazier. You need to be prepared for what's coming. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com is the main website to follow. And also, of course, listen to my podcast at Brighteon.com. Pray for us all. You know what? Pray. Hey, crack open the Bible, read a few passages. This is the time to get right with God, because we're all going to be judged very soon. It's coming. Thanks for listening. Learn about the benefits of cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin, learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables. All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com. But most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO-accredited laboratory. We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals. We test for bacteria. We test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly pesticides. We have clean nutrition, healthrangerstore.com. If you want clean supplements and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health, healthrangerstore.com is where you find it.